Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Giora Eiland, a retired general and former head of Israel's National Security Council. In the past 2 weeks, there have been 7 airstrikes inside Syria, all directed at Iranian personnel or Iran's proxies. The latest 2 attacks came overnight. On occasion, Israel has admitted to such strikes, but it has said nothing after the most recent attacks. General Eiland, might this have been Israel? Defense Minister Naftali Bennett has broadly said this would be his policy.
The Israeli policy vis-a-vis the Iranian presence in Syria is quite clear and steady in the past 4 or 5 years. And the goals are double. First is to prevent any supply of sophisticated weapons from Iran to Hezbollah via Syria. And the second, and maybe the most important, is to prevent from Iran to establish a military presence in Syria, similar to what they succeeded to do in Lebanon and partially in other places like Iraq. What we could see right now, although Israel officially does not confirm, is probably a series of Israeli attacks. The goals are probably to achieve these 2 goals. In this regard, there is nothing new. The second matter is whether or not the timing today has any significant meaning. And the answer might be yes, because it is not only that every player is preoccupied with the coronavirus implications, and there are a lot of domestic problems in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Syria, and in Iran. So it is a good opportunity for Israel to try to increase the pressure, not only to prevent a new establishment of presence in Syria, but maybe even to decrease the existing presence and actually to prevent Iran from moving forward. And there might be even an implicit idea, and this is to push Iran to make a strategic decision, which includes besides other things, to give up the hope to build such a military presence in Syria. And today is probably the best time to try to push Iran to this point due to all the other problems that Iran faced, including the decrease in the oil prices, the conflicts with the United States, the impact of the virus, the coronavirus in Iran, the difficulties that Bashar Assad faces, even in regard to his relationship with Russia and other things. So this is probably behind the decisions. And actually, the Israeli Minister of Defense, Mr. Bennett, does not deny that this is his policy or this is his goal. He expressed it on record a few months ago and probably think that this is the right time to try to achieve it.
You have been listening to Giora Eiland, a retired general and former head of Israel's National Security Council. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Thank you for joining me at the Media Line.